The New Zealand Warriors, they're off to a good start to the year. They dropped a couple of games I think they could have won against Cronulla and Melbourne in particular, but we've seen them put some really good performances together. It didn't necessarily look like one of those yesterday. They were down 22 points to 10. They were down 16-0 early, but they did find a way to come back and force the game into extra time, finishing at 22-all with Manly Warringah. This guy, since coming back from injury last year, he's always been a really good player, but has he not gone to another two or three levels? Their winger, Dallin Watney-Jelezniak, joins us on the line now from Auckland. Dallin, how are you going?
Hey, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Really well. Thanks for joining us. It's nice to have you on the program again. And I want to say, as just a league fan, Dallin, who occasionally gets the chance to call your games, thank you. The entertainment you've provided and the skill level you've shown, really since coming back from injury a year or so ago, has been incredible. How do you feel that you've adapted your game to be such consistently an elite player on a regular basis?
Oh, I appreciate you guys having me on. I don't know. To be honest, I'm just I'm on the end of a good back line and some good players, so they make my job a lot easier.
I want to ask you this because you are a great finisher. You were doing some breathtaking tries last year, and we heard from Xavier Coates after that freakish try against you guys. I don't like to bring that up to a Warrior player, but you as a winger and trying to take him out, and you did everything you could, will appreciate how incredible that was. And Xavier was explaining the work that goes into it, trying to avoid the ball being knocked out, and all the skills you train for. How do you train to score these freakish tries? Because they're not just accidents, right?
To be honest, I don't really practice it too much. I'm not that. I'm getting towards the end of my, I'm getting a bit older in rugby league terms, so I can't really practice them without getting too sore, so I try and save it for the weekend. When I was younger, like you chill out on mat like before wrestle and you put the pads out and you muck around, you give yourself some arrows and that. So that's probably the practice we get, and it's more just mucking around, having fun with the boys.
Well, this is the first try that Dallin scored yesterday in Auckland.
Pass goes to the left for Brooks, runs up to the 40, intercept! What an ace on Lesniak! 60, 40, 30, 20, get in the queue! Right on half-time, DWZ sends Mount Smart into raptures!
That's not bad for an old dude at 28, Dallin.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool listening to it like that.
Dallin, that was a big play. That Quentin just called that play there in ABC Sport. That was a big play just before half time because you were in trouble at that stage. 16-0 down. That was an important one. That was a calculated one from you. A bit of risk and reward.
Yeah, well, to be honest, a lot of people think I go for the intercept, but it's my last option. I'm actually trying to defend the run first, and then our system and our processes sort of give me that opportunity to have those opportunities like that.
Now you're a very experienced player. You've just by your own admission, you've been around this game for a long time. What are your thoughts of Andrew Webster? Because you're obviously loving your football. You're getting plenty of ball. He's a young coach who's very impressive from us looking in. What about you?
He's unbelievable. I think you can ask any one of the boys. They can't really put into words what Webby's actually done, not only for me and my game, but each individual in our team. I think we're all playing some of our best football, which is a credit to the coaching. Not only Webby, too, is his staff around him too. They give us so much clarity and preparation going into a game that you're so confident you've done the work. And when you're feeling like that, then you're in for a good game.
So on yesterday's game, as I said, we just mentioned your intercept, which we just heard played. Give us an insight into what his message was at halftime when you're obviously under a bit of stress.
It was more focusing on us. We kept putting ourselves under pressure with our completion rate, and not only that, but where we were giving the ball over. We're giving the ball over in our own end, which is tough. And then not being able to defend it. Good teams defend the error because you're going to make errors. So being able to defend that error, it goes a long way. So we just spoke about that. And we sort of didn't correct it in the second half either. But I think what we speak about too is our effort there. It's just some minor moments where we switch off, and they tend to hurt us quite bad.
Dallin, mate, congratulations on your form. You're one of my favourite wingers to watch at the moment. But I just heard you say then before, mate, you're only 28 years old, which is still young, I believe.
Yeah.
And you're saying you don't do a whole heap of work with your try finishes, which is mind-blowing. But what about your kamikaze runs from the back there? Mate, you pick out someone, you run that hard. I love it. What's going through your mind there?
I just want to say, what's up, Louis? You're one of my favourite wingers going up too, mate.
Oh, that's good to hear, mate.
But yeah, I don't know. It's sort of, I think about it, it's just like everyone expects you to lose running into the forwards, so might as well make it a good show for the fans. It's hard though sometimes, because when you do catch them a full and then the fans get up and start roaring, you're like, oh no, I have to do it again.
But you know what else I love about it? You get up, you've got this beautiful smile on your face with your mouth guard in, and you just love it. Is it something that you just do for your forwards? Because I know as a forward, when I used to watch my outside backs come back like that, it would give me so much more confidence that, okay, I can't, if my wing is running like that, I mean, I've got to run like that. It's brilliant to watch.
Yeah, that's a big one too. It's just sometimes you need some energy. Like, you can be deflated, and then if you get an opportunity like that to do something, and you do pull something off, that it can actually change the momentum. So, and it's pretty cool. I like to break the game up into battles and that sort of one. And when I do get smashed, it's sort of like, all right, who's going to go longer, me or them? And it's usually me.
How good. How good. Who's the winger that you love going up against the most, who you think presents the greatest challenge and gives you a real kick if you can get over the top of him?
I think whenever I come up against an Origin player or an international player, I love those opportunities where you can test yourself against the best, or who they say is the best. And I really enjoy those times where, like that you guys spoke about Xavier coming up against that, and that try scores one of the best probably finishes I've seen. What was that?
No, sorry, Dallin, go on. I was just going to ask you to tell us, you were right there for that. I mean, everyone says the most incredible try anyone's ever seen, and you are the one who did. We were talking about it the next day. I asked Louis, is there anything different that Dallin Watney-Zielinski could have done to try and prevent that try? Yeah. And everyone's struggling to come up with an answer as to what else you could possibly have done. What's going through your head in that whole moment?
Well, I was going to make a right shoulder tackle when he was going down the thing, and then he launched last minute from like, I think it was like nearly 8 meters out, and I was like, oh, there's no way. And I sort of just used my left shoulder to get him off balance, and then once his legs were in the air and it sort of went high, I was just in my head, like, there's no way he's got this. And then I looked up and I was like, wow. I was like, credit to him, that was a pretty good finish. I said to him after the game, I go,
to be fair, there's nothing else you could do there. I reckon you did everything you could possibly do. That was just a freak of nature.
Yeah, that's what Webby's, that's what I said to him. I was like, man, was there anything else I could have done? Because I honestly thought I had him. Like, I had my right shoulder tackle, was going to go around the legs, take him out. And then he just launched that far out. I was like, far out, this guy.
See, now the challenge is on you to score one from 9 meters out.
Yeah, that's the challenge. Oh.
It's not athletics. It's not a high jump.
Well, it was that day. Mm.
That was high jump and long jump.
Now, Dallin, Louis, you know, Louis's very humble sometimes, but you both started as skinny wingers with Penrith. That's it. When I'm sitting here with him now, you should see
me. Just don't bring up 17.
He's like, no. When Louis says...
He's a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast, all right. He's a beast physically and mentally. he tortures me, Dallin. But anyway, one of the things he does say is that when you ran over the top of him in 2017, he says, he doesn't often tell us things when he's beaten all ends up, but that must have given you great pleasure seeing you both started as wingers at Penrith.
Well, mate, I've always had respect for Dallin. But then one day, he just gets the ball, picks me out, go, I'll be sweet here. Bang. Puts me straight on my back. So I had to get the next one back, but it was a good carry.
I'm not going to lie. That's always, because you were up there, one of my favourites. I was like, I couldn't believe that happened when that happened. I thought I was getting smashed.
Oh, mate, don't worry. I got smashed and I felt it, so I'll never leave it down. So thanks for that, mate. Appreciate it.
Mate, he walks around in here in his muscle shirts. He's got the heaviest legs in the history of humanity. He's put on about 12 kilos since he stopped playing. Beast is a very good term. It would be a good clash. I'll back Watney.
He would have done
every day of the week.
If he kept if he kept playing, he would have been a Greg Eastwood for that on the wing and ended in the front row.
Well, mate, you reckon you're old at 28. Fair dinkum. You must have thought you were playing with grandparents yesterday, Sean Johnson and Daly Cherry Evans then.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I grew up watching Sean.
I love that. Yeah.